ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife, you fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I'll tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. And yes, 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 we are blessed. We woke up another day. We can see the sunshine. We able to just throw our hands up in the air like we don't care and wave them unto the Lord and let him know that he is so worthy to be praised. Good morning, America. Good morning to our international listeners. We just thank God on today that we are able to come together one more time, knowing that he is in our presence. And I just would like to sit and say, if you did not join us last night and receive that powerful word of God, then you truly, truly missed the blessing. It's time, saints, it's an urgency right now for us to learn and not just learn, receive what God has for us. God is trying to give us the tools for us to live a prosperous life. God is trying to give us the tools to leave our past behind and move on into our future. God did not create us for us to live a life of misery, a life of mess. God did not create us to live in captivity. God, this is why he has given us on in this season, right now, the tools to break every chain, the tools to come up out of our mental state, the state of staying in the past. He's trying to sit by using a man of God, that spirit filled, to give you something to help you to succeed, to move forward. So I say to you, tonight, we're back on. I charge each and every person that's under the sound of my voice to come back on to 8 p.m. tonight and hear Apostle Temple pour out the words of wisdom, the words of knowledge that God himself has filled him up with. And when he's sat and spoke out so much, you can feel the spirit replenishing. So I charge you on tonight to come out, listen to what God has for you. It's not what man has, it's what God has for you in this season. Pay attention to the time. Pay attention to your surroundings. Pay attention. God loves us so much that he, each and every day, he has a plan that he's trying to bring us up, build us up. He does not want us to lay down. He wants us to flourish. He wants us to be that beautiful garden that he has chosen for us. He wants us to be a part of that garden. So I charge you on tonight to come out 8 p.m. on our prayer line. And before this broadcast is over, I will share the number with you again. I will share the number so you are able to come on and be blessed. And we, as I stated, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall be blessed. God shall be glorified. He shall be magnified, and he shall be illuminated in our walk, our talk, and our actions. If Mother Jackson is on the phone, we would like for you to grace us with a prayer this morning.
Our Father, who are in
heaven.
Our Father, who are in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us, as we forgive our debtors. This morning, Lord, I pray to come to Jesus Christ, who's the head, who's the baptized, who's the head of my life, and the apostle, temple, the first lady, the teacher, Spencer, and to each and every one of you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, but we come once more, God, this morning, just giving you the honor and the glory. God, we just thank you for another brand new day, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray this morning, God, that you begin to open our spirit up. Let us be teachable in the name of Jesus, God. As you go into us, God, let us continue to be teachable. Lead us and to guide us in the right path of righteousness in the name of Jesus, God. We say thank you this morning, God. We pray, God, that you touch each and every one, God. Encourage us along the way. Encourage us, God, along the way, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We cry out this morning to you, God, the unjust and the unbelievable shake. God, we just thank you this morning, God. We thank you for healing the little shake, God. We thank you for delivering, God. We thank you for setting us free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to hold on to us, God, as we hold on to you, God. Hey, glory to God this morning, God. Sometimes I know how the Lord says being called, but let us continue to push for the Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, I cry out this morning to you, God. Have your way on this line this morning, God. Hey, I say have your way, God. Oh, God, we lift up every leader that it is in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. We lift the Smith family up to you today, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you comfort them in this time. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this this morning. These things we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Prince of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And what we need to do is, and Mother Jackson, we thank you. We thank you for that beautiful prayer. We thank you for bringing unction and in the Holy Spirit, because, saints, as we know, we need the Holy Spirit in our lives. We need the Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us. But most of all, what's more important and one thing that God loves for us to do for him is to praise him, is to give him praise. And we often say it all the time. He is so worthy to be praised. But I want you today to sit and meditate on that. What does that truly mean to you, that he is so worthy to be praised? Because as I look out into the creation, I realize that it is God and only God that could have created that. When I sit and think about who I used to be and who I am today, and that God, each and every day, if I ask him to, he takes me to another level. I have to praise him. I have to give him thanks. I have to honor him because he is worthy to be praised. When praises go up, we do realize that blessings come down. We know that. We know that there's great power and honor to God. And the truth of it is, our life, we should be giving God some praises. There's plenty of examples in the Bible where there were praises going up when we saw God's power released. Yeah, we see life-changing miracles. We see dramatic stories. We see the enemies being defeated. We see hearts being changed. And we see people drawing closer to God. But we do realize on a day-to-day struggle, the demands on our lives, whether it be your job, whether it be constant pain, whatever the situation is, we sit and we go farther away from God instead of going closer to him. We even could sit in church. We can sit, we can give praises, we can fling our hands up in the air, we can say, hallelujah, God, I thank you, you are my living God, you are my Alpha, my Omega. We can do all of those things going home knowing that we're still distant from God, knowing that we still have a coldness in our heart, knowing that we still have the same thoughts on our mind that's keeping us from giving total praise to God. To some people, it's a sacrifice to give God praise. We may sit and get up in the morning and say, oh, we don't feel like it, because we struggling, because we weary, because we reckon with pain, because we know that when we get up, we got to go through the same old thing over and over. But what we need to know is that God never leaves us. He never let us down. Even though in your mind, because of your life circumstances, you may feel that God has left you, that he's nowhere around, that he's forsaken you. But guess what? He hasn't. Open your mouth. Start giving him praises. When we make a conscious, I'm going to say that again, a conscious decision, when we have allowed our mind, completely renewed our mind, and make a conscious decision to fix our eyes on the sparrow, to fix our eyes on the sparrow, and praise God every day, to make it a way of life, no matter what the situation is in our lives, no matter what we going through, what we went through yesterday, no matter how bad you may feel, no matter how broke and disgusted you may be, no matter what is holding you captive, guess what? Praising God can break the chains. Praising God can break your mental captivity. Praising God can break your physical struggle. Praising God can pick you up when you down at your lowest point. If you just get up and put a song on your heart and then open your mouth and give him praises, it doesn't even necessarily have to be a song. Just reminding him who he is to you. Just thanking him what he has done for you. Just knowing that God, the Alpha and the Omega, is there for you. That his promise is that he will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. And there is power in our acknowledgement that he is worthy above all else of our worship and praise. The Holy Spirit urges us to keep moving closer so we can draw closer to God. It doesn't matter, as I stated, if you could sing. It doesn't matter what type of praise and worship music you like to listen to. It could be something new school. It could be something old school. It could be something upbeat. It could be a hymn. The thing of it is to listen, to sing. It doesn't matter where you sing, where you praise him. You could be in your home. You could be in your car. You could be walking down the street. It doesn't matter whether you feel like it or you don't. What matters is that our heart and mind become one, in tune, dancing to the beat, the tune of God. We are connected to God. Our heart is right there. God is consuming our heart. So when we're singing to him, he's filling us. We're feeling his presence. We're on one accord to God. And there's a couple of scriptures in the Bible that stuck out. And there's a couple of ways that I would like to share with you all on what the power of praising God can do. Praise gets our focus off of ourselves and back to God. We know that. We know that once we remove self out of the way, because we realize that God is a jealous God and nothing shall come before him. And we need to be constantly reminded that it's not about us. It's about God. See, when we take our mind off of self and place it on God, then our situations will start changing. Then our thought patterns will start changing. We're not sitting and worrying about the circumstance. We're worrying about the solution now. We're worrying about how, what, and where can God help us in this situation? Because we are no longer thinking about us, ourselves. We're thinking about God. We're focused on God. God desires for us to firmly keep our eyes on him, because that's where our true hope is found. We do say it all the time. He is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of our praise. I'm going to say it again. He's worthy of our praise. Praise him. Praise him from his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Psalms 152. And my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and all your praise all day long. Psalms 35:28. Number two, praise brings us to a place of humility. We remember that we need God. We acknowledge our need in him. As we praise him, the creator, we are admitting and recognizing that we're not in control, but he is. He is above all. We realize that no matter what we do, how we do it, what we say, that at the end of the day, God is in control. Everything that happens on this earth, God is in control. We just need to sit and come in alignment with him and realize that it's not our battle, it's his, because he's in control. We just need to keep praising him. We need to praise ourselves through that. The scripture is, let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Psalms 95:2-3. I will give you thanks in the great congregation. I will praise you among much people. Psalms 35:18. We do that quite often. We get into the congregation and we praise God. And if you really in tune with God, your heart, your mind, your spirit, and your soul is right there. You in the presence of God. God is in your midst. Then you are going to feel him. You are going to know that he's there, right there amongst the congregation. You all have seen it many of times. You have seen when the Spirit of God comes through a congregation, and you know because people are crying out to him. Their hands are going up in the air. You see tears. You hear people going into their unknown tongues. And the beauty of it is, it doesn't matter who's watching. It doesn't matter what the naysayers are saying. What people, doesn't matter if you're sitting and thinking that this person is faking or whatever. The problem is that you need to get your mouth off of that person and sit and ask God, Father, let me get there. Father, place me right there where that person is, Father. I want to be in your midst right now. I want to feel your presence, Father God. I want to know, Lord Jesus, that your arms are around me. I want to know, want to know, Father God. I want to feel you, Lord Jesus. And that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of a true praise and worship with God. You're going to feel him. You're going to know that his presence is there. You're going to know at that moment in time, nothing else matters because I am safely in his arms. He is safely right here with me as I'm opening up to give him praises, as I'm opening up to, he's hearing my voice, as I'm opening up and I'm giving my heart to him, as I'm opening up and he's consuming my mind with his fiery Holy Ghost power. We have to sit and just let go and let God when we are praising God. We can't worry about other people. We can't worry, and it's awful. It's awful. I'm sorry. It's awful. I have to say it. It's awful in the church. It's awful when a pastor have to sit up and try to make you praise the Lord or have to continue to play music or to do different things to get you. You should walk into the church with a praise because the praise should live within you. The praise should be in your heart. A song should be in your spirit. So when you get into the atmosphere, you are focused on God. You are able to reap each and everything that he wants you to have at that moment. You are able to freely go unto him and say, Father, here I am. Take me on this journey today. Let me be with you, Father God. Let me hear everything that you have to say, Father God. What you say, Lord, let me apply it to your life. We have to stop getting in a congregation and sitting and worrying about what other people are going to think. We have to remain focused on God and God by himself. Take self out the way. Stop worrying. Stop trying to be like everybody else. Show God that it's me and you, that nobody else. You are the focal point of my life. You are everything to me. Without you, I'm nothing. Number three, praises make the enemy flee. When we praise in God, it's no way that the enemy, if you are in a true praise and worship with God, as I just stated, you focused. Nothing else even matters. You are there. You are with God. You are in the vein that if you fall out, you've fallen out in the spirit. If you sing it louder than everybody else, you make it. You may not even be able to sing, but you're making a joyful noise to God. The enemy gonna flee. It's nowhere that he could be. He can't attack your mind. He can't at that point in time attack your physical. He can't. He's not penetrating your heart because your heart is filled with praises from God. You are on one accord with God. When we know that God will fight our battles from the enemy. And in the story of Jehoshaphat, and anybody who know me knows that this is my number one story in the Bible. When Jehoshaphat and his little nation, his community, when they were threatened, be overtaken and ambushed, a prophet gave the word of God and told them that the next morning that they needed to go out and praise God, sing praises to God. He didn't tell them to pick up their swords. He didn't tell them to, he didn't sit them together and say and give them a war attack strategy. He didn't say, five of you are going over here on this hill and five of you are going over here to the east and 20 going to the north and 30 going to the south. He told them to go out in the morning and praise God. And that's exactly what they did. While they was out there singing and praising the Lord, God was setting ambushes up against the men of Ammon and Moab on Mount Seir because they were coming to invade Judah. God, through praises, through Jehoshaphat being obedient, he could have sat and said, are you serious? We have three different people coming, two different armies coming to attack Judah. And I'm supposed to sit here and give praises. I'm not supposed to equip myself. I'm not supposed to put on my armor, my helmet. I'm not supposed to take my sword in my hand. I'm not supposed to put on my shoes. To go on a battlefield, I'm supposed to go out and praise God. Think about that. Think about that. Meditate on that. That should let you know how much God loves us and how much he wants us to praise him, no matter what the situation is, no matter how bleak a situation may be. God, no matter how big your battle is, because the battle's not yours anyway. So at that time, while you're going through a battle, give it over to God and continue to praise him. This story right here says it all. It's in 2 Chronicles 20. It says it all. While I'm sitting and going through my mess, while I'm sitting and I'm dealing with a possible imprisonment, when I'm dealing with eviction, when I'm dealing with COVID-19, God is telling me to praise him. God, it was explicit instructions, everybody. It was explicit. The instructions were planned out. Go out in the morning, in the early morning, and give God praises. We need to apply that in our life. We need to daily get up and start praising God. As you are commanding your atmosphere, you are giving praises unto the Lord. You are thanking him for a new day, a new beginning. You are letting him know, Father, nothing else matters at this time. My eyes are on you. My heart is consumed with you. My mind is consumed with you. So nothing else matters. Whatever battles I have to go through today, I'm trusting you to defeat my enemies. I'm trusting you to defeat my foes because I am praising you. I'm praising you early in the morning. And as the apostle stated, sometimes your morning don't have to be at 6 a.m. Sometimes your morning don't have to be, 9 a.m. Your morning could be whenever you get up. Your morning could be when you have a new awakening. You make a conscious decision that God is my focal point, that he shall never leave me nor forsake me, that if I praise him in the early morning, the newness, the new beginning, that he will fight my battle. Number four, praise leaves no room for complaining and negativity. Sometimes even within our prayers, and we don't even realize it, we tend to complain about our problems instead of having a solution for it and thanking God and speaking the solution into the atmosphere. God knows our heart, and he cares all about the concerns that we have. But through praise, again, it goes back to being focused on him, no longer allowing attention to be centered around your struggles. We're reminded that what he has already done in our lives. There's somewhere in your life, whether it's today, tomorrow, or back in the past, you have a testimony to tell what God has done for you. So you already know. Therefore, you've already had an experience. So therefore, you should be reminded that he knows what our concerns is. And we should know what he's capable of, releasing us from the burdens that's holding us down. The scriptures, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. Psalms 103, 2 through 4. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. The fruit of our lips. That means everything that's ripe, nothing that's rotten, everything that's ripe. You're giving God praise. You're giving God praise with goodness. You're giving God praise with pureness. You're giving God praise with genuineness. You're giving God praise with love. You're giving God praise with thankfulness. You're giving God praise with forgiveness. You're giving God praise with all that you are. You're giving him knowing that you have a renewed mind, so nothing about you has spoiled. Everything is fresh. Number five, praise make room for God's blessing over our lives. He will not hold us back. His goodness, praise opens the gateway of blessings as we come into the presence of God. The scripture, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. That's Psalms 104. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 1:3. Praise invites his presence. God dwells close to us when we praise him. He lives there. We already know that. We know that praising God is inviting him to just consume all of us. Every inch of us, we give him, if we make the choice to allow him. You can't go to praises knowing that you got different things that's hindering you. Open up. Let God. He inhibits the scripture is he inhibits the praise of his people. That's Psalms 22:23. And I'm going to leave it with this. Our spirits are refreshed and renewed in his presence. We're strengthened by his peace and refueled by his joy. Through a heart of praise, we realize that God doesn't just change our situations and work through our problems. He changes our hearts. That right there is so big. That right there is letting us know if we give God the invitation and we give him praise, praises are coming on our lips all the time, right praises. The fruits, our fruits are ripe. Our fruits are good. Our thoughts, everything about us. God will change our hearts. And the scripture for that is, in his presence, there is a fullness of joy. That's Psalm 16:11. And we know that because we love God, everything that comes off our lips, he should be glorified. We should want to praise him as long as we live. As I stated, it should become a way of life. Nothing should be an issue. Nothing should hinder you from where you're at, when, whatever, time of day, mental capacity. Only way, even just keep a song in your heart, a song on your lips, and let it come forward, knowing that God is with you, knowing that God will be glorified. Just know that God is with you. He shall never leave you, and he shall never forsake you, because the praises that we have for God is what's going to pave your way. The praises that you have for God is going to set your path where you need to go, because you are allowing him to be in your presence. He is allowing us to walk with him, to talk with him, and to commune with him. And one last thing I almost forgot. I know everybody remember the story of Paul and Silas when they were locked up in jail. They were locked up in jail. And what did Paul and Silas do? Paul and Silas started singing. Everybody in the jail heard what Paul and Silas was doing. The jailer, the officer, the correctional officer, he heard. God also heard. God created an earthquake. He let an earthquake the doors of the jail. But the beauty of it, because of Paul and Silas, no matter what their situation, they was bound. They was bound in chains. They were behind walls where they couldn't get out. It was no way that they could get out. Nobody could get them out. The jailer wasn't just going to give them the key. They knew to start singing praises unto the Lord. They knew through their situation that their heart was filled with God's presence. Their mind was consumed with what he could do for them. They was filled with his Holy Ghost power. And what did they do? They activated. They went into action. They started singing loudly. They had to be singing loudly because the words say everybody heard them. And God created a diversion. He opened up. He gave them freedom. So I leave you with this. If God can sit and allow Paul and Silas to the chains to be broken off of their life, he came and set them free, then ask yourself, what can the praises in this day and time do for me? What am I still in captivity of? Let me praise God. Let me praise God so that consuming Holy Ghost fire can burn off anything that's not of God. I say unto you today, when praises go up, blessings come down. Sit. Praise God. No matter what the situation is, no matter how bleak it is, know that God is an awesome God. Know that God is a way maker. Know that God came to set the captives free. Know that God will sit and pour everything out of you, but he will replenish it. He will fill you up so that you do not have to remain in bondage. I pray that today that someone receives the words that have came out of my mouth and they apply them to their life. start praising God. Praise him in the day. Praise him in the noon. Praise him when you're just walking down the street. You can have a pen and paper in your hand at your desk. Take a moment. Praise God. Even if you just say, Father, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for rescuing me, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for being the head of my life. In Jesus' name, we're just going to say, Father God, we thank you on this day. We thank you for giving us the ability to praise your holy name. In Jesus' name. Back to you. It's sending it over to you, Apostle Temple.
God bless you all. Listen, I want to come on a short quick because I really want you all to understand the power of praise, because it's very powerful, as Evangelist was sharing with you all. It's very powerful. I'm just going to come from that scripture that she used, one of the scriptures, one of many, Psalms 104, 104. Please go over that and look at that verse, you know, look at that scripture. It says, enter his gates. Now we're talking about the entrance key to the kingdom of God. So we look at that praise now as a access, as a key or access. Your praise is an access, or your praise is a key to get ready to go into his gates. Amen. So some of us wonder why we've been rejected or things is not happening right away. God never says, you know, he never said, he told you, and Evangelist gave scripture on it. He told us that he going to take care of our issues. He forgave us of our iniquities, all this kind of stuff here, all our worries. You got to understand, when you bring an issue to God, God, he deals with that issue. He don't move forward. He don't sweep stuff up under the rug. He don't pat that. Amen. If he got to tell you, you need to go back and lift your head up, or you need to go on back and come correct. Amen. And that's why some things in our life is delayed. I understand this slogan that when people say, you know, some things are, you know, it may be delayed, but it's not denied. I don't even want my blessings delayed, because the moment that I need my blessing and it's delayed because of my issues, even though it's not denied, amen, it could take me through, or it could take you through more hardship. I don't want anything delayed. I want everything on time. It's like, enter his gates with thanksgiving, amen. You being thankful. You're not worrying about what you don't have. You're not worrying about what it is. You being thankful. Now, this is the place of relation. This is the place of relation. Please, you all, please, even tonight, I'm going to start flowing into this area of true relationship with God. It's going to bless you. And sometime next week, we're going to deal with the way of life. It's the kingdom. The kingdom of God, what Evangel was talking about. So you don't want to miss it. They say, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Now, this is relation. Why is this relation, Pastor? Well, in order to be thankful of something or thankful of somebody, y'all had experience with each other. Y'all did things with each other. Y'all, you know, you walked with each other. You had some time. Y'all built up some things with each other. Y'all went through some goods and y'all went through some bads. Y'all bell, you know, with some bell lock happened. It was some comfort level happening. Amen. And you enter his gates with thanksgiving. In other words, God done proved that he is your Jehovah Jireh. He is your God. He is the one that he's your keeper. He's your cover. He is your provider. He is your healing. Amen. So I'm entering my gates with something. I'm not entering in my gates without something. That's why it's very important for you to have your relationship with God, because it's almost impossible to have a true praise when you don't have a true relationship. I'm going to say that again. It's almost impossible to have a true praise when you don't have a true relationship. It's almost impossible for I can be thankful to my wife and I don't have a true relationship with my wife. Amen. We don't have no experience. We haven't been through anything, but all I do is just call her my wife. Amen. God want to have an experience with you. Amen. And it says in his courts. Now we're getting deep up in here. This is a deep area of prayer right here. This is another level, another realm, another dimension of praise. My God, when you start dealing with his courts, now you're dealing with another dimension of praise, because now you are dealing with a praise that is shakes the kingdom. It's shaking the heavens. Why? Because you got two different courts. You got an outer court and you got an inner court. Amen? You got these two different courts. So it say, enter in my courts. So my first courts I'm going to enter into before I even get into the gates or get to the gates is the outer courts. Amen? So I got to enter into the kingdom of heaven already with a praise. Not with a sad story. Not what I can't do. Not what I ain't going to do. I'm entering in there with a praise that reminding God of his word. Amen? Now I'm going into the intercourse. Now I'm entering to the gates. The Bible says enter his gates. Now I'm entering to the gates of the inner court. Amen? In the court of the praise. So now in this part, I'm being examined. You are really being examined in this part. You just can't come up in there in any kind of way. And this is why it puzzled me with folks that life doesn't change, but yet they still have a great worship. You know, your life doesn't change, but yet you still have a great relationship. Something wrong with that. Somebody has been deceived. Because one thing about God, I can care less what your title may be, a bishop, prophet, or whoever you may be, or how long you walk with God, or how long you've been saved. Amen. If something is not changing in you, or if something is not authentic in you, how can you enter into his gates without God checking you, without you being examined? You hear me? Amen. So we got to have that true worship, true praise. It's an enter his court with praise and telling you what you do. So give that access with praise. So in other words, that goes back in also into a prayer, and it goes back into a relation. Amen. We got to have that relation, because that true worship going to come through relation. That true praise going to come through relation. I mean, I'm telling the individual on last week, regardless of what you go through, amen, if I'm walking with God, I remind, regardless if I put myself in it or I didn't put myself in it, if I made the mistake and I got consequences that happened on sin that happened to me that I did it to myself, let me talk to somebody that who's going through something and they cause it on yourself. I'm going to tell you how to get out of it. You get up, raise your head up, and you still declare that, God, you still my God. I still bless you. I still worship you. I can't worry about that, God, but you promise. I thank you. I made a mistake. I give you the glory. Amen? And you still worship God and give God the glory, and you give God the praise. Don't you sit there and lay down. And it says, watch this. Give thanks to him, and making it specific who I'm giving thanks to. Amen. I'm giving thanks to who? Through God. Once again, that's another form of relation. That's another form of relationship, and that's another form of experience walking with God, experience of different things that done happen. Amen. How can I give thanks to somebody that I don't have experience with? How can I give thanks unto a stranger? How can I give thanks to somebody that nothing never happened? So it said give thanks to him. That means I'm giving thanks to him for a reason. God is not a God that just wants you to just do stuff just to be doing stuff, or wants you to just be doing stuff. He said, give thanks to him. That means you finna have a reason why you giving thanks unto God. You having a reason why. Amen. And I believe that everyone that is listening to this morning, you have a reason why that you giving thanks to God. Unless you probably be saying, Pastor, well, I'm a newborn in Christ. Well, you're going to keep on having your experience, and you're going to also have a reason why you giving thanks to God. Amen. I understand. I get it. You know, we all get it, that he is God. That is a good way to praise and worship, that he woke us up this morning. That is a good way to praise and worship. But I'm telling you right here, my God, you got more reason why, because he done did a lot more, and we giving him thanks. Amen. He's a lot of us. He's keeping us covered through our own ignorance during this COVID-19, and he's keeping us covered. Amen. You better give him thanks. So it says, give him thanks to him and praise his name. Other words, I want to be specific who you giving thanks to. Who you giving thanks to? My Lord and Savior. God, I thank you. God, I bless you. So praise is real deep. It's a high intense worship. Amen. It's a high intense worship, or it's a low intense worship, but it's all given with praise. Amen. And when you begin to give praise, you don't have time to worry about the enemy. You don't have time to worry about the devil. That is not even on your mind. Everything that is going on, it's not even on your mind, because what's on your mind, you're prophesizing. What are you prophesizing? I know God's going to get ready to do it, because I don't experience this. I don't went through something with him, and he still brought me out. He still made a way. He still provided. He still healed. He still did what he had to do. So at this situation right here, I'm just going to put a praise on it. And this issue right here, I'm just going to do what? Put a praise on it. This issue that I'm going to go to this job, and I'm going to do what? Put a praise on it. I'm tired of, I'm not going to God this morning and could be concerned about who don't like me, who trying to get rid of me, who trying to set me up, who is doing this here. I'm sick of this work. I'm sick of this job. They unfair. They nasty. No, baby, I'm going to put a praise on it. What is my praise in the midst of all that trouble? God, I thank you for providing food on my table. I thank you for providing finances. In God, I thank you for providing finances that I'm able, my God, to take on my finances. God, I thank you, God, for what you're doing in my life. Even though things might not look, the things might not be the way it needs to be or the way I like you to be, but God, I'm going to give you things, and I'm going to give you praise. Man, I feel a hoop right there, and I'm going to leave that alone. Amen. So praise is deeper, and it's real deep. And I'm telling you right now, once you begin to tap into these areas and you tap into that area, especially prayer and worship, and begin to go into the depthness of prayer, it will take you into some places. Amen. It'll take you in places that you cannot take yourself. It's an access key. Back to you, evangelist.
Praise God. Praise God, Apostle. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for expounding on that word. Thank you for making it clear. Thank you for allowing people to sit and understand how important praise is. We just thank you, Father God, for that. We thank you that we have the ability to praise you. We thank you, Father, that you are opening up our minds, Father God, that you're renewing us, Father, with new things that we may have thought that we knew, Father God. You're in a season now where you're making it clearer to us, Father God. We're in a season now where we're able to apply it with understanding, Father God. And for that, we just thank you. We thank you on this day, and we thank you, Father God, that we will continue to praise you today forevermore. We will not take you in your glory for granted, Father God. We will come to you with an open heart, a repentant heart, Father God, and just give you all the honor and give you all the praise. And with that, we say, thank you, Lord. And I told you all before we get off the air that I would like to bless you. I'm giving you a blessing. I'm speaking a blessing to you. I'm giving you the number to our prayer line, ABM prayer line, so you can join in to our teaching tonight, where God is just using Apostle he's just allowing him to illuminate. He's giving us a new morning, a newness. And for those who are willing to receive it, apply it to their lives, join us tonight at 8 p.m. at this number. I'm going to share the number with you. Join us tonight at 8 p.m. sharp. I would suggest that you try to get on a little bit earlier. The members, you already know what the protocol is. If there's questions that need to be asked, we're asking you to come on 15, 20 minutes earlier. For those that are internationally, those that are in another state, city, join us, 8 p.m. The number is 385-799-9620. Come with an open mind, a heart of receiving, a heart that this is the day that my life will change. Join us all this week. In God we trust. God, we love you. We magnify you, and we glorify your name. Take God with you, because he never leaves us nor forsake us. Keep him in your heart. Have a beautiful, enjoy the rest of your day. In Jesus' name we pray. We love you, but God loves you best. Good night. Good day. It's good, y'all. Let him